Paris.
This was a president seeking to make the French understand the unprecedented gravity of the current predicament. A continent, Europe, for the first time since World War II, obliged to fend for itself. He said he hoped the alliance with the US would survive, but the French and Europeans had to prepare to go it alone. This would mean reindustrialization and defense, and the raising of huge amounts of money.
EU leaders holding an emergency defense summit in Brussels. On Wall Street, the Dow down 463 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The city of Annapolis is holding its St. Patrick's Parade and Shamrock the Dock concert this weekend. The parade will be stepping off at 1 p.m. on West Street, and it will continue down Main Street to City Dock. Drivers can expect rolling road closures along the parade route from around 1 p.m. until 3:30, and there will be parking restrictions along the parade route. The 12th annual St. Patrick's Parade is produced by Naptown Events, which is sponsoring free shuttles from Navy Marine Corps Stadium to Westgate Circle for the parade and City Dock for the concert. And Baltimore City has announced two speed cameras are moving to different locations on the JFX. The new locations will be northbound at Smith Avenue and southbound at West North Avenue. Officials say those locations have been chosen because of the high incidence of speeding and accidents. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Pirates tonight from Sarasota, and let's hope today's news is better than yesterday. Off the field, opening day for Gunnar Henderson and reliever Andrew Kittredge now in doubt. Both listed as out, not expected to return this spring. And then on the field, Grayson Rodriguez started in a 5-2 win over the Twins and, in his own words, felt pretty sluggish, a noticeable drop in velocity. NFL news, multiple outlets reporting that wide receiver Christian Kirk expected to be released by the Jags, that he'd be a good fit for the Ravens because of this from Eric DaCosta.
You guys know the Ravens. Right player, right price. We don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space.
Ravens need receivers, and Kirk fits the bill. 404 catches in seven seasons with the Cards and Jags. He'd be a perfect third receiver, better than Aguilar, would fit nicely behind Flowers and Bateman. Maryland basketball last night went to Ann Arbor to take on the Mason Blue.
Gillespie dropping to Geronimo, and a one-hand flush with a flourish.
Great call. Kevin Kugler had it on BTN. Look out below, Jordan Geronimo with a couple key buckets off the bench. Rodney Rice led with 19. Maryland wins it 71-65. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Grade 8 is 9 away from 99. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet stretch of weather through the weekend. A windy day, though, today, with gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the winds ease up. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 46 in Dundalk, 46 in Owings Mills, and 42 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, we did speak to Delegate Matt Morgan already. We were talking about House Bill 1554. There's also a Senate bill that has been cross-filed with House Bill 1554. It basically will tax every small business you can think of. Unless you do legal services, that's not going to be taxed. If you're an attorney doing legal services, yeah, you know, you're fine. Forget about it. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing, apparently. Apparently, that does not need to be taxed. But if you are a landscaper, of course, if you have a restaurant, you know, no matter what it is that you do as a small business owner, this bill would tax you between 2 and 2.5% more than what you're already paying with taxes and fees as it is in the state of Maryland, which is just not business friendly. Now, we were also talking about Governor Wes Moore. We had some sound that we played from Channel 11. And basically, Governor Wes Moore says, you know, I'm not really worried about the state of Maryland right now. I'm worried about the federal level. I'm worried about what's going on in the federal government, because for some reason, he's fearing a federal government shutdown. Yes, with all of the problems and issues that we have here in Maryland, whether it's the schools, whether it's the crime and violence, whether it's the $3 billion deficit that we're facing, which is, from my understanding, it's actually much more than that. And I do believe that, by the way, because I've been hearing that from people like Senator Justin Reedy and others. And I actually trust that they are correct on that. But right now, we'll still say it's a $3 billion deficit. Don't forget, Governor Larry Hogan left us a $5 billion surplus. Where it went, we have no idea. The energy crisis, we're still importing 40% of our energy. They're not doing anything, you know, any differently. When you open those electric bills, and you know what, you probably just got one recently, right? Didn't March come in? If you didn't get it yet, it'll probably be in your mailbox by Saturday, okay? And you're going to open that bill, and you know what? You're going to see the high cost. And then when you go to call somebody about it, they're going to say, well, it was really cold outside. This is what's going to get me. When it's not as cold as it hasn't been really the past week or so, and we're going to continue to go towards spring, when it's not as cold and you're not turning on your heat and you don't have your AC on either, then what are they going to blame it on at that point? Because it's still going to be extremely high. Right now they're saying, well, it's unseasonably cold. And that's why your bill is so high. Yeah, don't buy it, please. Don't buy it. I got some callers that wanted to weigh in. I'll get to you guys right now. I've got Rick in Lutherville. Rick, thank you for being patient. What do you say about all this?
Okay, Kim. So I'm going to tie this all together. It's going to sound like I'm on a tangent, but I'm not. So I basically agree with things President Trump does, but he's on record as being for digital money, and I'm not. And a couple of weeks ago, he told the mint to stop minting pennies. And to me, that gets us one step closer to digital money. My point being is, if digital money ever replaces paper money, you're going to see a lot of small businesses go out of business because... you know, you got to read between the lines, Kim. Some small businesses need cash to keep things going. With digital money, you don't have that option.
Okay, so you think there's going to be an entire change? It's all going to flip on its head?
Yeah. Well, I'd say like this. If you're a home improvement guy and you need help for the day, you can usually go to Home Depot and you know who's looking for work, okay? But with digital money, all that goes away. So I'm just saying digital money is going to be an ugly thing for small businesses. You might see the local dry cleaner close up, the local corner grocery store close up. So, you know, you're talking about things that are going to hurt small business, like this 2.5% tax, which it will, I agree with you, but digital money is going to be put a whole lot of small businesses out of business. So that's my take on it.
All right, Rick, you know what? It's not as crazy as, you know, you prefaced us. I thought it was going to be this crazy conspiracy theory. But you know what? That's not crazy to think. It really is not. I appreciate you sharing that. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Look, you know, anything is possible at this point. I've got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, your last caller just spoke about, what you know, I was thinking about the money. He was talking about the money and the cash. My daughter does with taxes. She's a waitress, right? So, but they do it through cards or anyway. There's a thing like a cash app. I was thinking, you know, everybody eventually would have to use this. Democrats want to control that. It was going to be digital no matter what. You can have both. You can have both. But I'm saying, you know, they want to control so bad. I always remember that. That's why I didn't get into crypto and all, because they want control of it. So now that Elon and Trump's doing it, they know what they're doing. But I know it's hard for a lot of people. I don't know what I'm, exactly everything. But anyway, here's what I want to talk about with Moore. I just think he's doing a controlled decline, because it is true, because I've had businesses do it. They make it impossible, and it's no help. It's no, they don't give you any kind of incentives. But it's like, what do they do with the lottery money, the toll money, all the money that comes? It's just so much money pouring in. I give Hogan for $5 million surplus was neat. I didn't know he did that, but that's really cool. That's good. You know, it's like, because there's so much money pouring in, it really is. And, you know, the only thing that the bridge went down, that's one less toll. But we have so many. I always wondered where all these toll money. Yeah. And that's another thing I would say with the toll. You have a digital thing now. That man was just speaking about, there's times you used to pay them with money, you know, but there's, when you move ahead, you know, and with technology and stuff, you know, it's going to come to that, you know. But you can't let the Democrats take control. I really believe that they're, I don't know how to say evil, maybe evil, but it's like, you know, they don't want to help us. It's sad, you know. I think they make it to where we can't unite, you know. It's like always, it's craziness. You're like, the Ravens, the football teams, and should be having things with the kids and stuff, like monthly, not every once in a great while, you know. They're set up some stuff, you know, let people have a way to move ahead and be happy, and so, no matter what color you are, you know what I mean. It's like, yeah. Steady divide, steady the wrong on the wrong subject right now. I mean, there's terrorism going on, and people have terrorism planned. And then we're worried about fighting amongst themselves, you know. And it's, these people got all this money. It's like they're the mafia. They're the king, you know. That's what the government seems to me like anymore. And then they want to throw a monkey wrench and everything, like with Trump and rushing the damn thing out. And I said, they're going to get sued if the cheap PM puts out too much stuff too fast. But anyway, that's just me. But, yeah, anyway, I'm sorry that was a lot. But, yeah, that's frustrating. And the guest right there, I'm blessed. I'm lucky, you know. I have a small house in Dundalk, and my dad left it to me, so it's paid for. So I've been,
well, that's good.
But I don't, in the wintertime, I don't even turn the heat on. I like it freezing cold.
Oh, wow. Sleep
and blah, 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 you know. But in the summertime, now the air is on a lot, but I'm on the fix to where it's the exact price, so it's not terrible. But
okay.
My aunt's on the fix, but she still gets real high bills, so she don't know. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm done with, I'm sorry with all that gibberish.
No, you're good. You're good. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. And wow, so he didn't turn on his heat, because it was pretty cold this winter. Very cold. Well, you know, look, like I said, even to the caller beforehand, it's not wild to think about a cashless society. It's not wild. I thought he was prefacing us for a huge conspiracy theory. And then he talked about cashless. I was like, well, you know, you could be there. I'm going to get into the phone calls here in just a second. But I just wanted to note, I did mention Delegate David Moon, because he's the one that introduced this bill, House Bill 1554, cross-filed with the Senate bill from Senator Hittleman. But just so you know, I looked at the bio here, and he's from Tacoma Park, Maryland. Of course, you know, he went to, looks like, Tufts University. He's got a BA in sociology and philosophy. Yeah. And then went to American University, also went to Washington College, does have a law degree. Maybe that's why we didn't see legal services in that bill. And then he was a chief operating officer for Fair Vote. Yes, for Fair Vote from 2004 to 2009. And then he was an interim chief of staff and senior legislative aide to Nancy Navarro. She was in District 4 in Montgomery County Council. And then he was also a progressive political consultant. He called it Moon Strategies from 2010. And I guess he still has that consulting firm because it doesn't have an end date there. And then he was also with MarylandJuice.com. Apparently, he was a founder and editor of that as well. A Demand Progress Program Director, whatever Demand Progress is. So he's as progressive as they come. He's been in the delegation of the General Assembly since 2000. He was elected in 2014, obviously sworn in 2015. 2015, he was on the Legislative Latino Caucus. 2019, he co-chaired the Legislative and Policy Committee. Again, this is the same guy that wanted to do a three-day work week. He was also with the Asian American and Pacific Islander Caucus. And then he was a House Chair for the Task Force to Study Transparency Standards for State's Attorneys. You know what? I didn't even hear about that. That was just in 2023. 2019, joined Audit and Evaluation Committee. He was on the Rules and Executive Nominations Committee. He was also on the Spending Affordability Committee, Legislative Policy Committee, Civil Law and Procedure Subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee, the Chair of Criminal Law and Procedure Subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee in 2020. Yeah, so this is interesting. Interesting, because his background, like I said, he has a law degree, but he also has a BA in sociology and philosophy. Not going to say more about that, but you know, you listen to the show enough, you know exactly what I'm thinking. I don't even have to say anything. I got Wally in Kent Island. Wally, you want to weigh in?
Yes, my dad used to work for the IRS in the 60s. They estimated, did a study, said the underground economy is 4 to 5 times the regular economy. And so the IRS said, well, let's just take away everybody's cash. And they said the American people will never, ever accept that. And so what they did, they wrote a software program. They took it around to all the banks and said, how'd you like to make more money with less labor costs? Well, the banks jump on that. They said, what is it? It's a little thing called an ATM card. And they have been training people for 50 years. You do not need to carry cash. Just have that little debit card, and you can handle all your needs. So if you get mugged, they get your debit card but get no money. And so now they're going to go to digital. Their dream comes true. For the corporation, one for savings, one for personal. And every 2 months or so, they get hacked. I don't know how they do it, but they get hacked, and I have to go in and get new debit cards. And so if they go to all digital currency, and the bank will tell you, we're not liable if somebody gets into your account. That's on you. You must have shared your password or whatever. Anyway, that's all I have to say, Kim. Good luck with it.
All right. Thank you, Wally. Thank you so much. And yeah, you know, I have a friend, actually, and I questioned him because we went to McDonald's one day. And, like, I always keep some cash on me. Like, you know, like, you're not going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and buy one donut with your debit card or Visa card. Well, some people, I guess, do. Well, anyways, my friend does these kind of things. And we went to McDonald's, and he actually pulled out a regular, it wasn't even a debit card, it was a credit card. He pulled out a credit card to purchase the McDonald's. And I was like, why don't we just use my... Why don't we just use my cash? Why would you pay on that McDonald's? And, you know, is there some interest on the McDonald's? And he was like, I don't know. I don't think so. And I'm thinking, you know, I wish I had this much money where I didn't have to even think about that piece of it. But, you know, that is how they get their cut, right? But I just wanted to say, I read the biography there of Delegate David Moon, in case I wasn't being very transparent there, because here he is. He's introducing this bill. that is going to affect the private sector. But if you're looking at his biography, he himself has never worked in the private sector. He's only worked, like I said, he was with the city councilwoman. Obviously, he's been he was born in 1979, by the way. He's been in the General Assembly. And then even before that, he was with Fair Vote, which is a nonprofit organization. And his political consulting, the Moon Strategies, that was actually his. That's his consulting firm that he must do on the off season when he's not in session, which a lot of them do. So I don't find that strange. But then even with some of the other things, Demand Progress, the program director there, that's also a nonprofit. So this guy's never even worked in the private sector. And then here he is, putting all of these fees on everything except for legal services, which I would think would have Moon Strategies falling under that, right? What a joke. We'll talk more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
There's a lot of need in the world, and if you're like me, it can seem too big to make a difference. But that's why I decided to start volunteering with Mercy Shifts. Dedicating a few weeks or months of my life every year in the service of others has brought me more than I could ever imagine. When you volunteer with Mercy Ships, you'll find your purpose, your people, and your place in this world. And all you gotta do is visit mercyships.org today.
A Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I have no idea. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980-something. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. We're talking about all the problems in Annapolis. We'll move on from this, and we'll go to Capitol Hill here in just a minute. I did want to take some calls here. I got a couple of text messages to read as well. And don't forget, if you ever want to text live here to the show, really just download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store, and you can text me live from that app. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, we were talking about a cashless society. You wanted to weigh in on that?
Yes, I do. First of all, good morning and shalom.
Good morning.
Let me explain. I'm the cash man, okay? I try to stay away from debit cards as best I can. And I'll explain to you what the danger is, in case people know and don't know. When you pay by cash, generally, they don't know who you are. You just get a sale receipt, as you always ask, and all that, in case of refunds. But in a using electronic, whether it's cash, credit, or debit, or whatever, or transfer of account from your personal account. The problem is not only do they keep a record, but they can actually, they need to know who you associate with or what you buy, whatever, because they can lock you out. In other words, there will be a point that you will not be able to buy or sell because it will all be on the danger of a total electronic society. Are you aware of what I'm saying? What do you think about that concern?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are concerned about the same thing, Mark.
That's right. So that's why I try not to do. And plus the fact, I really, with cash, and not only do I know how to count pennies, and I hope we still could use the pennies, 50 cents, and the five, the nickels. I understand sometimes we'll not accept the positive 50 cents anymore. I was shocked to hear that last week when I went to buy something, and the person said, well, we can't take 50 cents anymore, even though it's in circulation and all, because when we went to go to a deposit, you know, a store deposit, they will not accept 50 cent pieces, for real. So this is a concern. I'm still the cash man, even though my favorite color is yellow. Green is the third color, and in second place is purple for Ravens and orange for Orioles. So you get the idea. I just want to let you know, think. Do you really want to be locked out if you want to buy something or sell something and they don't like your political or religious or anything else? Get the idea. So that's why I want to bring up people to remember what I'm trying to say. So yeah. I hope that makes sense, and I wish you all shalom.
Yeah, yeah, same to you. Thank you so much, Mark. I hope you have a great weekend. And, you know, this is why I kind of brought up my friend there. And it's not like I walk around with a bunch of cash. I don't want anybody listening to the show thinking that. Not that I even have a bunch of cash, because we could also talk about how broke I am. But I don't, I try to use cash when I can. And like I said, my friend, I couldn't believe he didn't even have a debit card. He only has credit cards. And I guess that's a great way to build your credit. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't have credit cards because I'm so afraid of being in debt. That's the kind of stuff that would keep me up at night. You know how Governor Westmore has, right now, he's been kept up at night because he's not sure if the federal government will come to a shutdown. But that's not what's keeping me up at night. It's more about possibly going into debt. Real quick, before we go into the next topic here, because I do want to get into what the question of the day is as well. Some text messages that have come in. Let's see. I've got Fran in the county. She says, hi, Kim. I'd like to give a shout out to one of the callers earlier about being morons because, you know, Governor Westmore. I think it would be great if we could come up with a giant billboard that says, don't be a moron. That prominently displayed Governor Moore's face smiling. Maybe Winsome Sears could add this to her campaign in Virginia. Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever too, Fran. I can't remember exactly which caller that was that said it, but very, very clever. Let's see. I've also got here. Marty was checking out more for David Moon, the majority leader there in the Maryland House of Delegates. Well, I also saw this real quick. Like I said, before we move on to the next topic, he has a Wikipedia page. Now, Wikipedia pages, I can tell you, they're not always accurate. So, you know, where it says about his personal life here, I'm not even going to read that. Could not be accurate. And then, you know what? Like I said before, personal life, that doesn't mean anything to me. I look at what you've been doing in office, right? I look at what you've done as, you know, as far as your career. And I went down to social issues here for Delegate David Moon. Very interesting one at the very bottom of the social issues column. I'm going to read this to you. During the 2022 legislative session, after the Harford County Sheriff charged four men with sodomy in 2021, Delegate David Moon introduced bills to repeal sodomy as a criminal offense. The bill was reintroduced in 2023, during which it passed and became law without Governor Moore's signature. Because that's, you know, one of those things where they'll put it on Governor Moore's desk. And if he doesn't know what to do, but he still lets it pass, usually he just won't sign it and just kind of like push it off to the side. I just thought that was a little interesting. Sodomy is not a criminal offense. I didn't know that went through. Did you, Ryan, the producer? All right, we'll discuss the hill when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration's attempt to freeze federal loans and grants is still being held up by the courts. Two judges have extended their orders blocking the funding freeze. Bit of breathing room for American automakers, President Trump granting them a one-month exemption from his steep 25% tariffs. Hamas brushing aside the president's threat that it will be obliterated if it fails to release all of the hostages it's holding and to do so immediately. And that includes the bodies of those who were murdered by the terrorists. The powerful storm that left at least three people dead in Mississippi is on the move. It has brought blizzard conditions to Nebraska as well as parts of southern Minnesota. The sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow is down 233 points. The Nasdaq is off 161. The S&P down 46 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross Blue Shield and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today, 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The first spring injuries that puts Orioles in danger of missing opening day was reported yesterday. Shortstop Gunnar Henderson diagnosed with a very mild intercostal strain in his ribs. His status is unclear, but he may be shut down for the spring. And reliever Andrew Kittredge with inflammation in his left knee. An MRI will be ordered, but he could also be shut down. Orioles did beat the Twins in Fort Myers yesterday 5-2. Meanwhile, all smiles in College Park this morning, as Maryland won that pivotal tip-off against Michigan last night. Rodney Rice providing the spark.
In the corner, it's Gillespie. Offensive rebound, Queen finds Rodney Rice for three.
Kevin Kugler had the call on BTN. Big night for Rice. Four threes, 19 points. Maryland wins their fourth in the last five on the road. 71-65, the final. Caps and Rangers at the Mecca last night, Madison Square Garden in New York. Caps trailing the Rangers 2-1 in the third.
To the front for Mangiapane, and he scores! Alexander Ovechkin! Nine away from 99! 31st goal here at Madison Square Garden for the Grade 8.
Bob Wischusen on TNT with the call. That tied it midway through the third, and an OT goal by Tom Wilson wins it for the Caps 3-2. Ovi's goal count now stands at 885. Coming up in 30 minutes, Grayson Rodriguez takes a step back. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Gusty winds today as that storm that brought us the rain yesterday continues to make its way northward. It's a dry day, a mix of sun and clouds, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, but gusts could reach as high as 55 miles an hour today. Temperatures on track for early March, 50 this afternoon. Low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, it's a little bit warmer, 55. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Before you leave your house or work, get the latest Weather Channel forecast at the top of every hour. You can depend on it from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right. right. Good morning. Good morning. Interesting conversations thus far. Just to kind of like, just a little bit further into this whole thing. Because now I was so confused on this. With the repeal sodomy as a criminal offense. So here's the thing. When I first looked at this, I thought somebody was sexually assaulted and four men were arrested because of that sexual assault and there was sodomy involved. That's not what happened. If you're just joining us, I apologize. This is probably very, this conversation is probably sounding very aggressive right now. So I looked up the story and it was actually a raid of an adult bookstore. And that is why the Maryland sodomy law came up into question in 2021 and then was to repeal in 2022. Because, of course, you know, like I said before, I don't care. You can be gay, lesbian, bisexual. That doesn't matter to me. But then I saw this and I thought, you know, under Delegate David Moon and how he, you know, made sure that he repealed it, I thought it went along with sexual assault charges. In this case, in Harford County, apparently at this bookstore where it was raided, these guys were also charged with indecent exposure and soliciting prostitution. So this was a whole situation here at this adult bookstore. So, because I was reading it thinking, like, what? Wait a minute, what is going on? And so I guess we technically still had laws on the books in the state of Maryland that prohibited sodomy. And then, of course, I asked Brian, the producer, I asked how would they go about enforcing such a law? And then now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense. That is why they threw that charge on in Harford County, because of that raid in the adult bookstore. And so the repeal came because Delegate David Moon and others believe that that should not have been one of the charges. So I can understand that. But those guys, just so you know, those four men, they still went to jail. Okay, they still went to jail for what they were doing at that bookstore. You know what? Looking at this, July 2021, I don't remember even hearing about this. I don't remember hearing about this at all. And I, you know, I usually pay close attention to the news. All right, we'll move on from that. I just wanted to clear that up because Brian, the producer, is laughing at me. Just in case you were wondering what was going on. All right, let's go down to Capitol Hill. And this is going to go and coincide with the question of the day, by the way. Just yesterday, you had Congressman Byron Donalds, you had Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, and so many within the House committee. And they were questioning mayors from across the country that use the practices of sanctuary cities. So Eric Adams, the mayor from New York City, he was there at the meeting. You had the mayor from Boston, the mayor from Chicago. He's another Brandon, by the way, Brandon Johnson. They were all there. And they believe that they should have sanctuary cities. Now, Mayor Eric Adams is still an interesting one because he realized that that was not the best idea. Yet, I noted on the show, he never went back and said, all right, here's an executive order. We're no longer a sanctuary city. He never left the label. And so I thought that was interesting because I thought, okay, well, wait a minute. You say you don't want more illegal immigrants. You're upset with the Biden administration because they keep sending them to New York City. You say that you're not getting enough federal funding, and you say that it is a nightmare. But not once did he say, let's go ahead and remove the label of sanctuary city. He never did that. And we were talking about this on the show. Why wouldn't he have done it? Why not do that? Just tell everybody you're no longer a sanctuary city. Don't send them here. I thought that was interesting. Well, anyways, the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the federal government cut funding for sanctuary cities? That is the question of the day. I say yes. I say yes. Now, there's going to be some people that say, okay, Kim, just like here in the Baltimore region, there are many people that live there in these sanctuary cities that might be stuck, can't move. And why would we make life worse for them by getting, you know, the federal funding cut to their area? I understand what you're saying, and I think that argument could be made. But at the same time, as a taxpayer, I don't want to fund sanctuary cities. If the voters, the majority of voters there, choose a mayor that wants a sanctuary city, you know, those that are in the minority, they're going to have to mobilize, just like we try to do here in Maryland. I know it's tough. Trust me, I know it's tough. But I think we can all agree on that. But if you don't agree, and even if you do agree, that's why I hope that you take part in the poll. Go to WCBM.com, Renovation Real Estate. Should federal government cut funding for sanctuary cities? Now, I have some sound here to play. This is actually of Congressman Byron Donalds. He was questioning the mayors and trying to figure out exactly what they were trying to accomplish with these labels. But not only that, just keep in mind that Byron Donalds, congressman out of Naples, Florida, he has a business background. So you can kind of hear that in the way that he's questioning these mayors. Take a listen.
Did your city spend on illegal immigration? Do you have a round number?
Over the last couple of years on all newcomers, whatever their status was, it's around $79 million since 2022.
$79 million. Mayor Johnson, Chicago. How much has the city of Chicago spent on illegal immigration?
If you're referring to the 2022 up to 2024 of the buses coming from Texas, roughly the same percentage of the state of Texas, about 1% of our overall budget.
What is that? Because I don't have the city's budget in front of me. Numbers.
It's 1%, and if you want the actual calculation, we can make sure someone...
You're the mayor. You don't have the math in front of you?
It's 1% of the overall budget over the last
right,
4 years.
That's why you're a failing mayor.
Which is
mayor
the same
Adams,
number that
how
was
much
sent
did the city
from
of New York actually spend on
Texas.
Illegal immigration? Mayor Johnson, I already asked you. You don't have a hard number. And if you don't have a hard number, you're not running your city well. Mayor Adams, how much did the city of New York actually spend on illegal immigration?
$6.9 billion of taxpayers.
$6.9 billion of taxpayer money on a problem that was fostered on the American people. Mayor Wu, in the city of Boston, how much did you spend?
We don't ask about immigration status and delivering citizens.
You don't ask about how much money the city of Boston has spent on illegal immigration? Are you out of your mind?
Between immigration status.
Do you manage your budget or not, Mayor Wu?
That is how we keep our city safe.
Mayor Wu, do you manage your budget or not?
We have numbers to prove it. I manage my budget. I have a AAA bond rating dating back 10 years.
So to the city of Boston, just understand that your mayor does not care how much of your resources she has spent on people who are not citizens
of the city of Boston. Sick of having people outside Boston telling us what
we need. Mr. Bear, I have a question for you because I understand Cato's perspective when it comes to illegal immigration. I understand that the Cato Institute for a long time has had a standard of actually having open immigration into the United States. Generally speaking, I don't want to get into specific.
We support legal immigration. We want immigration to be legal.
Let me ask you this question. Because one of the great libertarians of the modern era, Milton Friedman, famously said, you can either have open borders or a welfare state, but you have to choose. Mr. Beer, what do you choose?
Milton Friedman said he wanted to allow illegal immigration to continue. I disagree with Milton Friedman's position on that. We should have legal immigration and build a wall around the welfare state, not around the country. That's in the best interest of taxpayers.
And I would argue that under the current system where you have sanctuary cities popping up, it is not possible to build that wall. Mr. Beer, you're done. America has to choose between securing our nation or protecting the taxpayer. I choose secure the nation. I yield back.
Congressman Byron Donalds could be the next governor of Florida. If they think Governor Ron DeSantis is no nonsense, oh boy, oh boy. Let me tell you what, Byron Donalds is no nonsense. No nonsense. So, you know, good luck to Florida. I hope that they do elect him because I think he'll do a fantastic job. But even beyond that, he was asking these mayors how much they spent on illegal immigration. If you caught that, Mayor Eric Adams, the New York City mayor, which I said he never... ever said that he no longer wanted to be a sanctuary city, even though he was complaining about the illegal immigrants. $6.9 billion spent on illegal immigration. If you heard there from the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, he had no idea. He had this one talking point where he said, oh, it's 1% of the budget. We're spending 1% of the budget on illegal immigration. No. I don't even want to hear that, okay? So somehow, some way, his office came up with this 1%, and that's what they went with. I hope he does end up sending over the real numbers. I know Byron Donalds, you know, sitting up there, he said, forget about it. I don't even want to forget about it. Because most of these dollars that they're talking about, they are from the federal level. It's not from the cities themselves. It's from the federal level. $6.9 billion from the federal level funded illegal immigrants in New York City. Whether it was to house them, whether it is for clothes, whether it is to food, whether it is for the cell phones. And I also wonder, you know, when it comes to some of these illegal immigrants, a lot of them are, you know, whether they're facing trial or those that have go back to, you know, see an immigration judge, things like that. A lot of those immigrants, if you remember, a lot of those are on monitoring systems. How much is that costing us? How much does it cost for us to put, at this point, millions of people that are here illegally on a monitoring system? You see, when it comes to illegal immigration, I know many of you know this, and I'm preaching to the choir here. These numbers that we're getting even from these mayors, they're nowhere. It's nowhere near the amount of money we're actually spending on illegal immigration. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Remember, the question of the day, should we cut funding, federal funding, to sanctuary cities? Again, I say yes. I would also like to note the Boston mayor there. If you heard her, she was very defensive. I saw most of that committee hearing. You had, like I said, Representative Ana Paulina Luna. At that committee hearing, she announced that she was going to refer those mayors to the DOJ for criminal charges for what they've done. I don't know. I don't know how far I would go with that, actually. I was thinking about that one. When you start referring these mayors that could really just be voted out of office, when you start referring them to DOJ, yeah, it's awful that they're doing it, and possibly it could teach them a lesson so if they're reelected, they don't do it again. So I could see where she was going with that. But that also costs us money. So I don't know. I'm on the fence with that. I'm on the fence with criminally charging them for, you know, continuing with illegal immigration and sanctuary city policies. I'm on the fence. I have to be honest with you on that one. If you want to weigh in on that, you can as well, because maybe I'm, you know, completely wrong. But I think once you involve the DOJ, they start the investigations. You know, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. That could get very costly. And it could be to the point where it continues even after they're out of office. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to spend that money. I really don't. But these cities are costing us a ton of money. Now, I will note, for here in Baltimore City, we're told that it's not a sanctuary city. But I don't know if you've noticed, we still have not gotten an update from Mayor Brandon Scott on what's going on with that hotel that he purchased. Do you remember that? He purchased a hotel, and we were told it was supposed to help with homelessness. Now, usually, some of the homeless activists and advocates that we have in Baltimore City, whether it's Christina Flowers, Yolanda Pulley, there's lots of people that advocate for the homeless. Usually they'll post about whether it's, you know, the hotel situation or what the homeless are dealing with. And I follow them on Facebook. I haven't seen anything in regards to that hotel. And I do wonder, you know, are they renovating it? How much money is it costing? Are we receiving money from the federal government for it? If you recall, Mayor Brandon Scott was highly upset with the changes that President Trump and Elon Musk were making. You have Governor Wes Moore, who still, of course, he said he's very worried about not receiving enough money from the federal government. And I guess I always assumed he was talking about whether it was a Francis Scott Key Bridge, which he did, you know, confirm that he was going to receive that money. But I assume that he was mostly talking about possibly the money coming in from the education system or the Department of Education, I should say, or possibly, you know, just some of the grant money that they send here and there, possibly even more of the infrastructure money. Remember, we still don't have all of the electric charging stations up and operating. We found that out. So I did wonder if Governor Wes Moore, if he's just not saying it, is he worried that we're not going to receive federal funding for the illegal immigrants that we're housing here in Maryland? We did get a little bit of a whiff of that, if you recall, right before the election cycle, because there were some people that were talking about some of the organizations that have been working with the members of Congress or those within the federal government. They're receiving grants. We found out from the audits that are happening at USAID that they're sending a ton of money to Maryland for illegal immigration. We found that part out, if you recall. A lot of that going to the 7th District, Congressman Quayesian Fume's district. I don't know. There's a lot here. And I know if they cut the funding for, you know, sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, it's possible that Maryland could be on the chopping block. I've got William in West Baltimore. Hey, William, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Good, good.
I was listening to a talk show out of Boston last night about Michelle Wu. You know, the lady's a Harvard lawyer, right? And the city of Boston pays $650,000 through a law firm out of Washington, D.C. to represent them, because all those mayors had lawyers there representing them,
yeah.
I guess giving them pointers and advice, right? So this law firm charges $950 per hour, right? And the guy, he's a lawyer himself that does the show, talk show nightly in Boston that I listen to all the time. And he's a, also he's a reporter. He was a former reporter and a lawyer. But anyway, the they paid all that money, man, for her to be represented, right? And this lady, man, I'm telling you, this lady is out of control, man. $950 an hour for a lawyer when she's a Harvard-trained lawyer herself. I don't understand. All these people are crooked, Kim. I disagree with you. I think that Tom Holman needs to go and lock up one of these mayors, man, and lock these people up, man, because they're disobeying federal law. Like one of those congressmen asked him yesterday. He said, do you know what the Supreme, I forgot the terminology he used, but anyway, you know, he said federal law supersedes local and state laws, man. So actually, man, they can come in there and lock those people up, but these people don't want to cooperate with these people. And I just get frustrated with these talk shows sometimes, because that's one reason why I haven't been calling in that much, because it's just frustrating. I think everybody's a crook, man. You know, I think that it's the way that these people are treating us. You know, everybody has TDS syndrome about Donald Trump, when they should be concentrating on the local level, like that darn man we got down there, who I call Lexmore, because he's Lex. And you know what? Everybody deserves what they get. Yes, they should cut off federal funds, because they voted for this man that's running Al City Hall right now. He should have been down there yesterday with the rest of those phony people down there, man.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand why people don't. I mean, why do people take what they take? They vote for these people so they get what they get, Kim.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, William, thank you so much. I hope that you have a great weekend. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah.
It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All question of the day is, we're talking about, should the federal government cut funding for sanctuary cities? That poll is up at it's up right now at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, 95% of you say yes, 5% of you say no. We should not cut federal government funding. I say we should. They also have some callers here. See, Mark in Middle River. Mark, I did mention Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna thinks that these mayors with sanctuary cities should be locked up. Did you want to weigh in on that?
Oh, certainly. They should be locked up, money taken away, and televise it at the same time. That way the people can see what's going on. I'm 100% behind that. I'd even put it on pay-per-view. We've gone that far.
Yeah, because it would be that entertaining.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be. But I'm sorry. Bring Hellman in here. He can take the mayor and the governor out. No problem at all. And I bet all the rest of them change their minds against the sanctuary citizen policy.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could make an example out of them. Thank you, Mark, so much. I hope you have a great weekend. That is always something that you could do there. Jerry in Pikesville, I have about a minute. You wanted to weigh in? Jerry?
Yes. Good morning, Jim. I love your show. I love your opinions. However, I must disagree with you a little bit. You said you were sitting on the fence with regard to the DOJ prosecuting some of these mayors and governors. I'm a little redundant to some of your former callers, but I think that we need to prosecute. You need to make an example of these people and show that you mean business. If not, it's just going to continue, and we're just going to keep spending money. It may cost the DOJ some dollars, but I think that we need to put a stop to the corruption and the illegal entry of our government and allowing people to just live off the government. I think we would save money that way.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much. Looks like I'm outnumbered here. I hope you have a great weekend. Yes. All right. Well, I'm outnumbered. You guys say charge them. Charge them up, you know. Look, if you're looking at the price tag here, $6.9 billion spent in New York City on illegal immigration. It hurts your soul, doesn't it? Just knowing that. It hurts. All right, coming up next, so much to talk about, more on the state level. And also, there was a fight on Capitol Hill. It was a little argument, I guess, between Ayanna Pressley from the squad and Representative Comer. You're going to want to hear this. Coming up next.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing.